DC Coaching presents Be World Class, a podcast that teaches real estate and mortgage professionals how to build a world-class practice that can serve 15 plus families a month without working more than 40 hours a week so that you can live an inspired life. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. So I got a special treat for you all today. Instead of me sitting up here yapping like I normally do, I'm going to take the opportunity to zip it, and we're going to listen to clients share real stories for you guys right now. We have a very special group of people that have put up their hands and say that they want to give back to you guys, and they want to share some of their successes and how they've got it. The specific question that I asked them was, what is the biggest thing that you've learned in coaching that has given you the best results? Okay, so the key word right there, guys, is results. This isn't just, hey, this was really awesome that I learned this thing. The question is what gave you something that you've learned in coaching that's given you the best results? So I'm going to introduce some of these people coming on. These are people that have gone past level one, they've gone past the level two part of building the sales machine, and now they're either in the leadership part or they're in level three, where they're literally looking to create residual income in their business and really scale the top of the mountain. So the first person I want to introduce to you guys is Seth.
Yeah, so I think when I got into coaching, and really what I wanted to do from a business perspective was really build my business off of my natural market and past clients. And I don't think I really knew how to do it. I had my ideas. I also coach football, and I'm heavily involved in it, which means in the months of August, September, October, I'm like doing enough to keep my business afloat. What I told Derek is I don't do sales and marketing during those months, which I think most of you now being in coaching all understand your activities that you're doing today affect your business 60 to 90 days out. So taking that into kind of consideration, normally January, February, December are like awful for me. In years past, I got fear, limited sort of mindset mentality going on. And then I would start doing things that I shouldn't do, buying the shiny object, all of that. So, you know, all of that, all out of fear. And it's probably because my mindset wasn't in the right place and I didn't realize what I was doing. I finally, like after 2 years, 3 years, I finally realized what's going on and I'm cool with it. Like, totally bought in. So the thing I had to buy in the most for me to get over that, some of that was sales machine.
Yeah.
And a VIP client for life. And so what has had the most impact on my business? It's absolutely that. I'm up over 300% year over year in January.
Wow, congrats.
February is looking like it's also going to be up about 200 to 300% as well. And I can tell you, I did not do anything different in August, September, October, November. All I did was 100% commit to a VIP client for life program and investing, you know, my time, money, resources into that. And so when you look at actual the referral sources that I'm getting a business right now it's like 50 to 60% of the deals I'm getting in, they are natural market and past client. They are not realtor referral. Mm-hmm. But my realtors aren't busy right now, so it makes sense. But, you know, when I'm that much start the year, and all I did was buy in VIP client for life. And
mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What was the shift for you? Like, how did you make that decision? So like a lot of people that we coach, the way that I experience them is like, they feel comfortable having a job. So if they do activities, they get loans. Or for realtors, if they do activities, they get purchases or selling. Right. And really one of the big shifts in moving to like an automated business is you have to trust it. You have to have faith that it will actually work. And it's almost like, is it going to be better than me? Is it going to be like, you know, am I like, is it worth it for me to do that? Like, and it's really the shift of like having a job where you do activities, then you get money, as opposed to a business that's working for you, even when you're not working in it. So, right. So like the shift that I've seen in you is, hey, I can go be a high school football coach and be a great high school football coach. I know how important that is, those kids and the impact that you want to make on young men. But how did you make that decision to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to have faith in that and have a business, and I'm okay with that?
Yeah, no, it's real simple. It's not simple. it took a long time, but a lot of it was reflection and prayerful consideration on what I believe I'm called to do on a day-to-day and where I can have the biggest impact. And ultimately, that's through mentoring others and coaching football, as Derek alluded to. For me, if I'm able to do that and I'm able to commit to that and do everything that I think I'm called to do, I had to release and let go of certain things in my business and really shift from being an order taker or a job to like, hey, I own this, and really start to frame it and mold it the way it works for me so that I can step away during that time and really commit to that. And so when you talk about like the inspiration, the mindset, the, hey, I'm doing this and I'm committing to it, it wasn't like I committed to it. Oh, I want to do more loans and I'm going to do this. No, it's, I want to serve these kids and help these kids. And that motivation and that coming from that place allows me to buy into the automation and commit to doing that.
So it was almost like you needed a purpose outside of it to make you do it. Right.
Right. Oh, absolutely. It's that mission statement. Why am I doing this? I know why I'm doing it now. I think in the past I thought I knew, but they were like just mask and short-term. I had a lot of ego. I think I've let go of a lot of my ego.
It's true. I know I went through it too. And us as coaches, we're just trying to help. I think people are like, are they like tech salesmen with sales machine? I'm like, not even a little bit, you know, it's like, it's just, we're trying to help, but it's a big shift. People get their mindset. It's like, I need to do activities and then that's how I get results. And that's a job. And the shift is like, hey, you know what? I have a business now that have automated processes in it, so that I can scale and grow and I can do whatever you're called to do, right? Some people, we'll talk to Eric here in a second. Eric's, I know, called to do 40 loans a month, 500 a year, and that's his calling, and that can help him too in that capacity. So it's really individual. Thanks for sharing, my friend.
Yep, thank you.
Eric, let's go to you now. So Eric's been in long enough, and for you guys that don't know Eric, and even if you have, it's still good to hear the story. He's one of our marks, meaning like when he came in, he was doing 0 to 1 loans a month, and now he's up, you know, close to 20 loans a month consistently. And so he's one that we can always point to say, for you guys to watch and say, okay, how long does it take to get there? What are the activities to get there? What's the truth, you know, and all that. So Eric, let's talk about your mindset one first, because everybody, like, guys, you'll hear us say this a billion times, success is a function of who you're being and then what you're doing. So it's two different things. So Eric's going to share two different. One, let's start with mindset.
I mean, when I started coaching with you, I was really an angry, unhappy person, and I would take that out on my clients. Mm. I still had clients, which is amazing that any of them still had anything to do with me. And I was at a point where when clients would ask questions, rather than the way I am now, which I'll explain in a second, I would actually like have resentment inside. Why are you asking? I'm the professional. I told you that. You should understand what I'm saying. Mm. One of the best things that you and our coaching has taught me is just to be empathetic and realize where people, how stressful it is for home buyers and the situation they're in, and to shut up and to listen and to be empathetic. And then now when people ask me questions, I say, man, what a fantastic question. You ask great questions. And I really believe that in my heart that they do. And what it's done is it's allowed me to be humble and kind versus being irritated. And nothing changed from the customer point of view. Everything changed in my head. Yeah. Now that everything changed in my head, I have a lot more peace and a lot more fun doing what I'm doing, because I'm not, and nothing else changed other than the way I thought about my clients questioning me. And all my clients are doing is they're out there thinking, holy crap, is this person even doing my loan? Am I going to get my house? I know he said I'm approved, but am I really going to get my house? And that's happening for all of us. And I had to get my mind right before any of this other stuff, you know, could happen. Any of the volume or anything else, I had to be able to think right about and react properly when people came to me
You know, it's a big deal, right?
Yeah, and keeping wanting to help them at the forefront. If I want to help them, then they do ask good questions, and they do need to be answered, and they do need to be responded to. I mean, we don't have to coddle our clients, but I need to respect them. And when I was being angry and that, I wasn't being respectful either.
I think something that I always really respected about you is you've been open to share that and to say that. There's a lot of people out there, like, you know, I'll give presentations and speeches and I'll talk like that, and people are like, dude, get out of here. What do you, you know, like, who are you to tell me, though, you know, something about my mindset? How did you make that shift? Like, how did you go? How did you have the humility to turn the mirror on you? Right. I think that's the best way.
Well, when I started coaching with you, I wasn't paying you with my money. I was paying you with borrowed money. And the borrowed money was from my wife. And so I told myself, if Derek tells me something, I've got to do what Derek tells me to do. I'm investing money in myself. I need to stop thinking about things the old way and think about things the new way. And I felt a responsibility to my spouse, who I long time ago paid back in full. But honestly, really boils down to that. I felt a responsibility to her and to make changes in my life to make myself worthy of her willingness to believe in me.
So then, like, you know, we say success is a function of being, which you just articulated perfectly, and then doing. So, like, right now, when you look at your business, you're looking at, like, at least when I check in, you're consistently starting to get around 14.
Yeah, we're bumping 14 to 18 to 20 loans a month. And the sales machine is, here's the perfect testament to the sales machine. Okay. Last Thursday and Friday was Interlink's annual meeting. And they had a breakout on Thursday with just the loan officers and producers in the room. And they had a different person who actually sounds like he's going to coach similar to you. He's a new coach being presented to all of us. He's going to coach in groups. But he asked the question, who in this room can be away from their business for 3 hours without worrying about their business exploding? And I was the only person in the room that raised my hand.
Nice.
And I can leave my business, and I know that Brian, Gina, and Sarah are going to do what they're supposed to do. I went hunting for 2 days. I honestly did not worry about my business when I was gone for 2 days.
Nice.
And so with the sales machine and with what you've built, and then with you allowing us to make the sales machine fit how we do business, I know we can do 40 loans a month. Without it, there's no way we could ever probably over 20 loans a month on a consistent basis, because there's
just... You feel confident? You feel confident now you could do, like, you know how
to yes.
do loans a month. It's yes. just a function of...
I see that. I don't know. I mean, I think we're going to have to add another team member to get to 40, but we consistently can run 20, 25 with the team we have in place and the sales machine, making sure that people don't fall through the cracks, and making sure that we do, and it automates and does. And that really is without the VIP, which we have almost 400 people, over 400 people in the VIP, which is just going to add to it. I mean, I got a message this morning from a lady. She has time on Thursday to talk to me about her mortgage.
Yeah. There's a compounding effect to it too. I already see it. You guys are some of the first people to do it, but it's literally startling after that. Well, thanks for sharing, brother. I appreciate you always helping.
Yep. Thank you.
Matt, so my question for you is, what's the one thing that you learned in coaching that's had the biggest impact on results in your business?
So it's not surprising for me. I think it always comes back, or it doesn't always, but it's definitely coming back to the mental side of things.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, in the growth that I can sort of look back on over the last 3 years of being part of the DC coaching, the books we've read, the studies we've done, the breakdown, the hot seats, right? It all compiles. So the word, like, 2 years ago for me became awareness.
Like awareness on yourself, or awareness in others, or what? Like, what kind of awareness?
So it shows up everywhere, right? Because I can, the more aware I am, the more time I take and do things like meditation, create that pause between reaction and response, or trying to get to response versus reaction. So I can see it in myself and the words that my, you know, little voices tell myself that, you know, tend to beat me up at times. And I'm sure that's relatable. But I can also see it in other people and just have that second to go, huh. And somebody's angry at me, whether it's, you know, a family member, a client, a, you know, referral partner, to just be able to go, huh, there must be something going on in their life. This is not about me. It's about them. And then try to show them grace. But it's equally, and probably arguably more important, for those times where I hear that limiting belief, if you will, of, you know, why don't I, you know, finish? Why don't I just, here you go, Derek. Why don't I just finish my implementation and start up Sales Machine, right? So let me take a minute and pause and just think about that, because I've committed to that now, to doing it. I have made that commitment with you and with myself. But if I dig into it, I'm like, well, I don't like overcommitting to things, and I tend to do it because I think this becomes a vicious cycle for myself. And then I don't do something. So now I've broken my word with myself by not completing something. That doesn't feel good. So I don't want to overcommit to something else. But ironically, I'll commit to something different to try to make myself feel good for the thing I didn't do, right? So that breaking of my word. But so having awareness with curiosity, and then allowing myself grace too, right? I think those all kind of play a factor so that, one, I can be aware of the fact I tend to overcommit, and then sometimes break those promises, not with just other people, but more importantly, probably with myself, that makes you feel shame and guilt and take you to a low energy place.
Yeah.
So being aware of like that as a pattern, it's like, and it goes all the way back to childhood, right? I can think of the quotes that come up from, you know, whether it was my dad or teachers or whatever. Man, if you could just follow through, you could do anything.
I think everybody can relate to that, Matt. So like when I'm listening to you, Matt, I'm thinking about you guys out there too. And it's like, I always give Matt credit, because this is what I'm hearing in you. Is like, you're saying, hey man, you know what? I want to just keep getting better. And I get that I have limiting beliefs in there and I have blind spots, and I'm willing to break through those blind spots. You're one somebody that I've always given a lot of credit to, where you're totally coachable. I think that's probably one of your greatest qualities. Matt's running a $100 million branch, and it's just the beginning for him. He's going big places. So, man, I appreciate you and you always being up for the personal growth side of everything in there too, and having awareness and how you're showing up. So hats off to you, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. Jonathan's another guy's another one of like what I would call a mark, where you can you can say, hey, he's one where he was brand new in the business when he came in almost 4 years ago, so that you can literally see, like, if you just do the system, this is where you'll end in 4 years. And he's not done with his journey by any stretch, but he's somebody that you can always, like, that I look at, like, that we measure with. And so whenever I'm doing presentations for you guys and I can give you accurate expectations on when results happen, he's one that I always point to, because he was brand new. I give him so much credit. He came in, he's like, dude, I got zero loans, I'm brand new, you know, guide me. And this is where he is in 4 years. So, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, honestly, yeah, like you said, I was brand new.
But where are you now, to give context? So that when I tell you, you're about loans a month? Like,
that's last year we closed 106 loans for like 24 million.
In your third full year?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So this is coming up on year number four now. So,
yeah.
So when I decided to make the investment in coaching, I was just like, well, I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to do and make this happen. Right. So watching that Monday through Thursday system, Friday system,
yeah,
just the nuggets there, just win the day. Right. Just do what you're supposed to do, do those daily tasks, and it's going to pay out for you. In the long run. So that,
it's so basic, but it's so real.
Exactly.
So let's have an honest conversation. Okay. Because I still do win the day in my life, guys. I'd love to tell you that there's a point in your life that you get to that you don't do win the day, except that's not the truth. So how do you, like, for lack of a better word, how do you make yourself win your day? So you say, hey, win the day made all the difference for me. I do, you know, my third year, I close like in a lot. A lot of people don't do even after their 20 and 30th year sometimes. I know for a fact that you win your day. How do you make yourself win your day?
For me, it's just blocking off the time and getting it done first thing, right? Like, I have, like, this morning I nailed all my update videos. I had like 30 of them, 30 videos or something crazy to get out to everybody, right?
Awesome.
We had our pipeline meeting, and then as soon as that's over, I knock it out. I don't respond to any texts or phone calls while that's happening, and just get it done. And then once that's done, then I'm
done. So are you naturally born with that kind of discipline? Is it something you have to work on?
It's just literally, you just have to just say, I'm not going to respond to this until after I'm done with what I'm doing. Right.
So it's discipline. So you've made yourself do it. You've bought in, you've made yourself do it. And, well, dude, hats off to you. Cause it's, I know when you think that you're like, it's win the day. And even when I say it, sometimes I hear people like roll their eyes and I'm like, guys, it's everything though. It's literally everything. It's in every facet of your life. I can't say it better that it's like shoot to win all 7 days. That's the shift I've made. And life happens and you end up winning 4 out of 7, you're winning your life right there. But if you shoot to only win 4 and you miss 3 and you're only winning 1 out of 7, you're not winning then right now. So a big shift is shoot for 7. You can do it. Shoot for 7, get 4. There's an absolute compound effect to it. It's startling. Jonathan, do you feel like when I say, hey, this is still just the beginning for you entering year 4, is it clear for you? I'm curious now. Like, is it clear that 15 units a month is literally still the beginning? Do you see that with the systems in place and those type of things?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome, brother. Well, thanks for being you. And thanks for being one of the marks coming in brand new and just doing the stuff. So we
all for everything.
So we can always check on it, right? So we can always have real results. Let's go now to Jane. What's the one thing you learned in coaching that has made the biggest impact on results that you've gotten, like verifiable results?
For me, it's having a system and doing things kind of the same way. I've been in this business for 30 some odd years.
Yeah.
And I've been what I call accidentally successful because I've always done a good business. Mm-hmm. But by having systems in place for the last couple of years, I've done the same amount of business. But last year I was out of the country 6 weeks.
That's huge.
And I worked less when I'm here than I did before the system. So it's predictable. You know what to do, and if you're not here, somebody can do it for you.
That's huge, because a lot of times, you know, everybody, like, you'll go to an industry event, or you'll even listen to this right now, and you'll hear, like, 40 units a month and 20 units a month, and some people, like Jane, was like, I'm good. My 35 million is awesome, right? Like, I feel very good about that. But, Derek, I don't have a life, which is kind of how I experienced you when you came in, and so you've said, hey, listen, I'm really good. I take care of myself financially. I do all the right stuff. But I want more time. I want 6 weeks off. I want to spend time.
And I have even, you know, proclaimed to, hey, I am not going to work that hard anymore. I just refuse to do it because I don't need to.
Well, you're at a time where that's what's most important to you is your time. It's not the units. You still want to have a business, right? But now you're starting to have a business. So when you're talking about systems, you're getting off the roller coaster. You're getting past that trading your time for money, essentially. And you've made that shift into, hey, you know, I have a business. As I said, like what Seth was saying, some people want to do different things with that kind of time. You can scale it however you want to, but that's really cool. And that's allowed you to get off the roller coaster, I assume then, right?
And I'm going to Paris on Wednesday.
Awesome. How long are you going to Paris for?
Just for a week. I've never been, and so I'm taking Neil for his birthday and Valentine's Day.
Wow. Taking your husband to Paris for Valentine's Day. That must feel good, right?
It was fun.
And you're like what Eric was saying, you don't have any fear about being away from your business and it's still running? Zero fear?
Nope. No.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing, my friend. Mm-hmm. And congrats on your success.
Thank you.
Julie.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how are you? So I'm just curious, Julie, what's the thing in coaching that you've learned that's made the biggest impact on your results that you can point to and be like, you know what, Derek, here are like literally verifiable results that I've gotten in my life from this?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that I've gotten out of coaching is the VIP client for life. You know, in the past, I've got a fairly large database of people and I've done a really poor job of keeping in contact with them.
So when I first met you, and I hear this from loan officers a lot too, and realtors, this is applicable to you too. You were saying, hey, listen, you were almost thought that refinances were below you. Like, right. I don't want to do refinances. You know, it's just purchases, 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 purchases. Mm-hmm. And what was going off in my head is I was like, you just don't have a system yet. And if you have a system, it can literally double your business overnight with almost no extra work, right? And is that true? Are you experiencing that?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Up until last October, I don't think I wrote a refile all year last year. And it was intentional.
What you put out there is real. So when you were saying, I only do purchases, my thought was, wow, you have 50%, is essentially 100% growth still, like just by changing a mindset on putting a system in place. And, but you did it. So how'd you do that?
Last February, I decided to get working on the VIP client for life, and it didn't have a whole lot of effect. But in August, my phone started ringing, and I'm like, from my best clients, I'm like, oh gosh, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing we've had the best first quarter of the year so far. 50% of our business is the VIP client for life right now.
That's amazing. Which is exactly what we said, right? Like,
yeah, 50%. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and without it, you see that's actually 100% now your business, right? So if you cut it in half, mm-hmm. and then you double that, so it's like you have increased your business 100% just by getting over that hump.
And not only that, but in the first 2 months of this year, I've gotten two referrals I've been able to hand off to my realtors for purchase business.
Wow. We have realtors on this call too, and it's the same for them. And it's so important for them too. Like, you will get purchase referrals. It's not a VIP client for life system, isn't a refinance system. It's a take care of your clients for their life system.
Absolutely.
And some of those are purchases, and you're able to add that in. Okay. One more thing that I want to bring up with you, because it's so important to me to always be in integrity and honest with people, is you built your system. You tell me if you're wrong, last January, February. So 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm, February.
And then if you listen to her language, guys, she said she got her first deal from that in August. Mm-hmm. This is hard for people to conceptualize, because everybody goes, I built it, why don't I have 10 deals a month from it yet? Well, because it takes time, right? And you're like, the first 6 month test is one where you start getting it. But it's the second 6 month test that you're at right now. That's where it blows up. That's kind of what Seth was saying about the compounding effect too. So it's important for everybody to get that too, is it's hard to make ourselves do something that's going to make our business dramatically, drastically better in 6 months to a year. But that's the task at hand. Is that true?
Absolutely true.
Did you have any, let's say in April, were you like, dude, this thing is dumb. It's not even working yet.
No, you know what I did is I did one of the things that's in front of me every day is do the next right thing, no matter how you feel, and or doing it without expecting any results. You just do it. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely trusted in the fact that you told me it would work, and thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for sharing. Guys, that's what we have for you today. I really, truly hope that this helped somebody. I hope it helped you even with any kind of mindsets around anything. Your success is based on who you're being and then what you're doing. Hopefully we brought that to you today, that some of it's mindset, and then what are the things that you're doing. I can tell you that each and every one of you guys can achieve whatever you want, whatever your calling is, whatever you want, anything financially that you want in your life. We shared some of the people. These people are doing outstanding things. They're trailblazers. And our industry has always been one that's said you have to trade time for money. And we're saying, no, you don't. It's a myth. The biggest myth out there in our industry is that it's lonely at the top, that you have to sacrifice everything to get to the top. That's not true. And that is our message to you. And that's going to be continuing to our message. You can do it. You can build a business where if your goal is to take your husband to Paris for Valentine's Day, you've got the financial resources to do it. You have the mindset to do it, and you have the business to do it. If your goal is to build a 500 unit a month business and go all the way to the top, you can do that too. If your goal is to be to make an impact in young men's lives and through coaching, you can do that as well too. It's up to you. Every single one of you guys can live an inspired life, and it's our mission to take you to the top, whatever that top looks like for you. Thanks for tuning in today. If you want help from us on how to build the systems necessary so that you can have a world-class practice for yourself, then head on over to derekcheney.com/schedule and book a call with one of our coaches. On that call, we will get you crystal clear on exactly where you are in your business right now, and most importantly, what it takes for you to build that practice for yourself. Again, that's derekcheney.com/schedule. DerekCheney.com/schedule. You have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon.